Hello, everybody, and welcome to the very first CLTA WA Teachers Talk podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to connect those amazing Chinese teachers across the state of Washington to give us a shared spot where we can share our ideas. Today, we're joined by a Seattle teacher by the name of Kathy Tian, Tian Lao Shi. Tian Lao Shi has been teaching at the Westside School for a year now and teaches grades preschool all the way up through fourth grade. We stopped in with Tian Lao Shi today to get an idea of what a day in her classroom looks like. Hey, 你好，老师。
你好。
哎，请问您贵姓？
啊，我姓田。
哦，叫什么名字？
我叫新凯，田新凯。
田新凯。
嗯哼。
啊，请问你可以自我介绍一下吗？介绍你自己。
我姓田，我从台湾来。
嗯、
那我现在在Westside School 叫 Lower School 小孩，中文
是哪一年级的？
我从 Preschool 一直教到四年级。
到四年级的，
嗯、
那你一堂课教大概多久？
我们的时间很短，一堂课大概三十分钟。
每一年级都一样吗？
Preschool 的话是十五分钟而已。
哦，十五分钟而已、
嗯、
啊。那你在西班学校教了多久了？
一年
啊，已经一年了。
对，
啊、嗯，那到目前的经验怎么样？
我学习很多。那因为这在美国教书跟之前在台湾或者在中文学校是完全不一样的，所以我学到了很多。不管是课程的管理，或者是对学生的管理都不太一样。
In addition to teaching at the Westside School for the last year, Kathy has also taught at various schools around the east side of Seattle City. Kathy is also a registered teacher through the Ministry of Education in Taiwan. After getting to know a little bit more about Kathy, we talked a little bit about her personal style and her methods in teaching Chinese. This is what she had to say.那在你的中文课，不管是一年级还是四年级的课，你主要的教学方式是哪一种？
今年我开始使用 comprehension input， 还有TPRS。那在我的课程上，我尽量希望同学可以尽量的说中文，然后用很多的时间让说他们可以互相的沟通。那我希望我有很多的活动让他们做，让他们很有兴趣。
那在课堂上说中文的比率呢？那他们是百分之百还是20%？那你知道，我们西雅图这边的中文教室，标准都很不一样。那我想问你啊，你自己的课呢？
我尽量能够做到70%-80%。当开始的时候，我可能只有大概50%-50%。那现在慢慢的能够。让孩子适应，然后我们也共同的去熟悉，然后用慢慢的让他能够多使用中文。
那你为什么偏见这种方式？
因为我觉得，他们有很多时间在说英文，那一个星期只有三十分钟，两堂课就一个小时的中文课的时间，他们应该更把握这个机会，然后多说中文。他们可以说英文跟他的朋友在下课的时候，可是在中文课我觉得这是很可贵的机会，有老师可以指导他，他可以就是可以犯任何的错误，然后可以尽情的去说他想要说的。
哦，原来如此。So Kathy is a comprehensible input teacher that uses both TPR and TPRS. There's a large growing number of teachers in the Chinese teaching community that use these methods, but oftentimes these can be used to various effect and in many different ways, depending on the types of curriculum that are used. We sat with Kathy for a little bit and we asked her about the particular curriculum that she used, whether it was a textbook-based or self-developed curriculum.
Um, 通常比较年纪小的孩子，比如说像preschool 的幼稚园，我都会从他们自身开始，他们自己的名字、自己的 body part， 然后自己的家人喜欢做的事情。那之后他们年纪大一点，他可以就可以发现他身边周围的事情，比如说天气，他们喜欢去哪里旅行，喜欢吃的东西，就会发展到比较广的内容。
那你会怎么要求他们学生词？那他们要他们 一堂课要学多少字呢？是你们是比较强调文法点还是词汇？
我想希望能够让他们，当然因为孩子小，所以我们要先给他一些生词，所以一堂课大概给个教六到八个生词。那因为我们只有30分钟，所以在生词的活动上我会尽量放大概一个星期到两个星期，我们用不同的活动让他能够熟悉这个生词，然后再进行到句子。
哦，理解了。As any language teacher can tell you, arranging and developing your own curriculum comes with its own set of tasks and challenges, but Kathy has always been up to the challenge. We asked Kathy what a typical day, what kind of challenges she might face on a typical day in her class, and what kind of successes that she's seen in her last year teaching at Westside using her own curriculum. Please, 你可以说到你一年以来在用这个课程，用这个教学方式，你可以跟我们讲一下你的一些成就还是失败，失败也可以讲啊。
我觉得这一年来因为是新接触这样子的教学法，所以我一直在尝试什么样子的年龄用不同什么样子的活动。我想最成功的应该不算最成功，应该是我用起来最顺手的应该就是 TPRS 的老师说这个活动，因为这个可以适合从 preschool 一直到四年级，大家都很喜欢，而且你只要大家动起来，他们就会说他那个生词，然后会记得住。那我觉得最挑战的话就是怎么让学生能够专注在，比如说我们在说故事，在问问题的时候，也许对他们来说，他们会觉得对他们好像我们一直问一些循环的问题，他们会觉得很烦，或者觉得怎么又是这些问题。所以我一直在探讨，一直在摸索，要也许是换一个不同的方式提问，或是换一些不同的活动，然后让他们能够 focus。
谢谢田老师。We asked Kathy about her year to come. She shared her successes and her failures in the last year. We asked where she sees herself in another year. What are some things that she would like to try in her class? What are some areas that she would like to grow professionally, or maybe make connections with the community around her, maybe find other teachers that are doing similar things in their class, or would like to try new things like what she's trying her own.田老师，你明年，再继续发展你这个课程，你有什么计划，有什么目标呢？
明年我希望能够更尝试不同的教学的活动，然后希望能够找出适合不同年龄层，然后能够让他们更感兴趣，更有学习成效的活动。
我想感谢田老师分享你的时间跟我们聊天谢谢你分享跟我们华州教师学会的老师们能够跟你今天跟你聊天，真是我们的荣幸，谢谢你
也谢谢你给我这次的机会，谢谢。
好，谢谢。Kathy is just one of the amazing teachers that we can find across the state of Washington, doing great things in her class and continuing to build and grow our community. In the year to come, Kathy has a lot of new plans and a lot of new ideas for how she's going to continue developing her curriculum and her classrooms. She's expressed interest in connecting with other teachers that teach from preschool through fourth grade, and share a passion for using kinesthetic learning modes like comprehensible input and TPRS. If you would like to contact or get a hold of Kathy to maybe start a collaboration or start some communication about sharing ideas, you can find Kathy through email at kathyt@westsideschool.org. On behalf of CLTAY, I'd like to thank you for joining us today on Teacher Talk. We look forward to meeting you back here this time next month, where we'll be spotlighting another teacher in our Chinese teaching community. In the meantime, we hope you took as much from this interview as we did. We look forward to hearing from you guys in the comments section. And again, we will see you this time next month. 好，再见.